This is CIOT Friday morning, 89.5 FM. I want to wish and congratulate again, and Phil, we did it on the Monday program, the Taylor Report, 5 o'clock. The World Health Organization is very strongly supportive of the efforts by China to contain the coronavirus, while the editorialists and feature writers in the West are resorting to yellow journalism, cowardly, dirty journalism. The New York Times has two pieces today. You know what they're trying to do? They're trying to get expelled. I would not be surprised if the Chinese government shut down the New York Times. The Washington Post went over the top with a piece in which they called, I hate to repeat it, but China is the sick man of Asia.
Wasn't that the Wall Street Journal?
Didn't I say the Washington? Oh, the Washington Post.
Wall Street Journal. Wall Street Journal, yeah.
I guess so.
Yeah, and
I'll take that.
And they're claiming innocence, so we had no idea that that was an offensive headline. The author of the article says, I didn't write the headline, right? But too bad for you, buddy.
Well, who cares?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's...
Nobody's apologized.
It's in an error. People go to the Chinese Foreign Ministry. Yeah. They have a website and read the comments of their spokesperson, because people watch the U.S. and Canadian spokesperson. Once you watch the Chinese. He said, do I have to explain to you about newspapers? He said, there's only one paper there. And somebody said, oh, it's in the op-ed piece. So what's that got to do with it? You're responsible for what you put in your paper. But they try to dodge. Oh, well, you know. Well, how? By the way, introduce this to your headline writer, because that was a vicious. And in terms of sickness, which one of the two of you is sick? You write us, here you have a country that the World Health Organization says is exemplary in fighting the spread of the coronavirus, which could endanger everybody on Earth, right? You don't want a plague, et cetera. And it was energetically, scientifically fought.
Absolutely.
And by the way, we're seeing fumbling going on and elsewhere at other spots, and we're not anxious to give anybody a hard time, because it's hard to deal with these things. We've had these ships which have become kind of a scandal because of the incorrect decisions were made, but nobody's jumping on these folks. Right. Instead, they're targeting one country, and it's not because of this. It's because of the opportunity to try to reassert Western hegemony and authority. And that's embarrassing. We should all be embarrassed by this.
Quite surprisingly, the Toronto Star published a piece that was respectful of the role China's playing. And the guy who wrote this article said, you've got to give the society a credit. They put a major city under a quarantine, and there's been no social disorder in that city. People are cooperating. And he says, and if you think that's easy, he says, imagine if you tried to put Mumbai or Chicago under the same circumstances. Yeah. It's unimaginable.
And why would that be? Because lack of credibility of the government in the eyes of the people.
Exactly.
This is people who trust the government, and as well they should, based on their work. While you said something nice about the Star, I would point out that
I didn't mean to say nice about the Star.
Let me just point out that they put a pro-con.
Right, yes, and that was part of the pro-con.
That itself is a con.
Yes.
You know, the guy said, well, I gave the other guy a point of view, but then I, sliced you up. No, they're not so nice. Yeah. This is CIOT Friday morning, and I already told you that, 89.5 FM. Daniel has been to the movies and is going to tell us all about it.